somebody in here.
Gossip, music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze Radio Show starts now.
Yo, welcome back to another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. It's your boy B-Eazy.
This your boy Al.
And I guess it's our first episode of the year?
Nah, second.
Second?
Oh, of the year? Yeah, first one.
Because last week, yeah,
New Year's the first Thursday.
One. Yeah. Well, Merry New Year.
Ha 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 ha. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Shout out to Blaze brother Malcolm. Well, O'Brien, shout out to him. Had his 50th birthday yesterday.
Oh, word.
Yeah, they had a surprise celebration for him.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully it went off without a hitch.
Yeah. Where they have it, in Columbia?
I think it was in Charleston.
Oh, word. Okay.
Yeah, I couldn't make it. I had to work.
Oh, word.
Yeah, had to be on that live, baby.
did it pay off, man?
Oh, of course.
How many, man? Three?
For the weekend? No. I got four for the weekend. Okay. So far this month.
Okay.
So that's a card day.
Yeah.
Hope I can keep that pace up.
Loan me $5.
That check come next month.
Damn.
I don't get paid by the day. I'm
going to need 10 by then.
If you need $5 by next month, you probably won't need it.
That's what he said. If you short $5, short.
Yeah. But yeah, it's the new year. What'd you do for New Year's Eve party or whatever?
I didn't do too much. You know, I didn't really party. Hung out at the house.
Yeah.
12:01, I was already laying down.
Knockout.
I was in the bed. I looked at the clock. I was like, oh, okay, it's 12:01. Happy New Year, nigga.
me too, pretty much. I ain't went out.
Yeah,
a lot of people from my, well, I ain't gonna say a lot, but a few of the guys from my job was gonna go to Jazz on Dargan.
Oh yeah,
because that was supposed to be their last night. They're closing down, so
we been supposed to be, ain't it? Was it?
Well, they went extended because the guy that owns it, he put a post up. He was like, "We got a couple, we got a lot of food and liquor left, so he stayed open Friday and Saturday." So like that, what was it? New Year's Eve was what, Thursday or Wednesday?
Okay. Yeah. So, I thought you meant they're gonna stay open another month or so.
Nah. But it could be one of them situations where, you know what I'm saying, make everybody come and then, you know what I'm saying, be like, oh, we gonna stay open. We got an extension.
They did that.
They did that before. But it was before, like, it was like in the same week, like it was like, yeah, we gotta close down. We closing out this date and then they was like, nah, they giving us until this time or whatever. So,
yeah. They ran out now. They can't use it no more. Y'all gonna close, go ahead and close.
Maybe they can, though.
Yeah.
Maybe they can.
They need to find a new spot, a bigger spot.
Yeah, I don't know. Some of the people that know the owner like that, they were saying that they think that he's done.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He was done where he was there. He would kind of let this other guy run it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. You'll see him pop up or whatever.
He still got 9 to 5.
Yeah. He still got 9 to 5.
Stayed at 9 to 5. As long as he had that busy.
Yep, he
kept
had
9 to 5.
Matter of fact, one time I had to deliver there and he pulled up in the truck and I didn't know that was him. He pulled up in his work truck or whatever, work van or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that boy right there. I ain't knew he worked for them.
Yeah, he worked.
Yeah, good job too. Real good job. I wouldn't leave that motherfucker either.
You for real?
Hell no. And probably how long he been there. He probably got a cake job.
Where he's at now.
Yeah.
And the
you
job
know what I'm
is a cake job. But getting up to it.
Yeah. But like, you know, he probably got all the benefits, 401k stacked up or whatever, retirement. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I probably wouldn't either.
My job was similar to that one.
Yeah.
They're both considered linemen.
Yeah.
So, getting up to where he's at,
yeah, you're going to work.
You're going to work until once you get up to it.
Some of them type of jobs, though, once you get to a certain, like after you pass a certain threshold or whatever in the job, it's kind of easy.
Yeah.
Not easy, but it's not less, as strenuous.
Yeah, it's less tedious. It's
physical.
It's less physical, more, you know, mind.
Mm-hmm.
You might, you know.
Something I forgot to mention our last episode, too.
Uh-oh.
December 17th was our anniversary.
Hey, how 14 you
years.
How you forget that, man?
Man, I be forgetting my own birthday, cuz.
Damn.
Yeah, so 14 years of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. Where we at? Okay, here we go.
Hold on, let me. Can I lick? Can I lick off a shot in here?
Yeah, lick up a
shot. Lick up.
Yeah, so shout out to us. 14 years. We try to make it to 15, y'all. We gotta do. We gotta have to do something big for 15.
We gotta do something big for now. We gotta start now, man.
Yeah,
I might have been with the show for what, a year now.
Maybe at least a year.
A little bit over, probably.
At least a year. Because how long were you on it before Corey came?
I don't remember, but I was on it for a couple months before she came.
Yeah. So, and I know because I remember last year. She was on during the holiday season.
I gotta say, we did at least two Christmases. Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. This is the second, so.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, so shout out. Well, it was before then, because remember, all of us went to the Festival.
Oh.
So that's in the beginning of November.
November, okay. I was on before that.
That's what I'm saying. Right, and it was me and you on, just me and you before that, for a little minute. And then she came on, so shout out to, you know, shout out to everybody that's been on, all of the hosts and co-hosts and, you know, for the past 14 years. You know?
I ain't seen nobody.
What do you mean?
Like, out and passing, I don't see none of the previous.
The only one you might see is Zay, Mercedes Calore, because she live here.
Yeah, but I don't see
all the rest of them don't live here.
Amy?
Oh, yeah, Amy. Yeah, Amy live here.
And she not too far from where I live.
I don't see Amy either. And I drive past her house sometimes going to work, cutting through there to get the Bojangles. Yeah, it's real, you know. Hell,
I saw the other one. What's her name? I saw her husband yesterday.
Her husband? You talking about Keidra.
I seen her
husband.
Shout
out to Keidra.
I see her husband when I see her.
I see her husband all the time because me and him play ball together. On some, he be out there. Yeah, we play ball together on Monday. So
yeah, I seen him yesterday.
Yeah, so but yeah, I don't see her out in the wild either. B Mac, he live in Charleston. Courtney, she lives in Columbia now. I think she live in Columbia now.
Got a damn roster. About 14 years though.
14 years, yeah. So shout out to everybody that's been a steady co-host on here. I appreciate you. We appreciate you.
Steady listeners, too.
Yeah, shout out to the steady listeners. Yeah. DJ Blaze Show at gmail.com. 14 years of time. Let me know how long you've been listening. I'd like to know. I'd like to know how long you've been listening. I guess we get into some stuff on the show. What you watch this week, man?
I watch a couple things. I watch Weapons.
Weapons?
Did you see that?
Nah, I ain't watched that scary ass shit.
You might not have watched that.
At the end,
the end of it was kind of graphic.
Oh, it was? Yeah. Like, what kind of graphic? Was it spirits?
It was kind of spirits. I don't want to give nothing away because it's like...
I know the premise of it, like these kids. Was it like 12 kids?
17 kids.
17 kids disappeared and then all of them was in the same classroom?
Yeah, except one kid.
Oh, okay.
Except one kid. But the girl from Ozark, curly-haired girl?
Yeah.
It was her and Thanos. What's his name?
Oh, he was in it?
Yeah.
I forgot his name too, right off the top. But he plays in a lot of stuff.
That's crazy because when Ozark was out, another show came out called Outer Range, and the guy from Thanos was in it. They were so at the same time. I was watching those two shows, and they were both in this one. I watch One Battle After Another.
How did you like that?
It was cool. It was clever, but it was kind of. If you were doing something while it was on,
what you was doing probably would have took precedent over watching the movie.
Because a couple times I was, you know, doing stuff on my phone, looking stuff up, and then, you know, I would miss something, but I wouldn't be like pressed on.
Rewinding.
Yeah, yeah.
The whole shit was kind of contrived to me. It was too much of a, maybe I have to watch it again, but I wouldn't. It was all right. It was okay.
It was a good movie. Like, put together.
Range of 1 to 10, what you give it?
7.
Well, I ain't far off. I give it like a 5.5 or 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good movie. I like the ending action.
Yeah, it was.
But I don't like, I don't want to say too much, but the ending action was good.
They should have seen it by now.
Yeah. Well, you're right.
It's been on streaming for a good little bit.
Yeah, I watched it just to
pass the time.
Just to say, hey, I watched it.
I got you.
Because I've been seeing it for a while. Even with the previews, I didn't really want. I was impressed to see the previews. I mean, see the movie after I saw the previews.
I just wanted to see it because Leo was in it. And he, you know, he one of my favorite actors.
Yeah, that and Tiana Taylor.
Yeah, I ain't really.
She disappeared in the movie though. I thought she was gonna be in the whole movie.
No, her acting ain't strong enough to be in the whole damn movie.
Her lips are.
Her abs are. Shout out to Tiana though. She's doing
her abs.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Dizzy.
What else? What else you watched?
That was it. That was it. Weapons. You know, I watched a whole bunch of internet stuff. You know, interviews and stuff like that. So
you ain't watched Mayor?
The Kingston?
Yeah, the finale.
That was last week, wasn't it?
Oh, that was last week?
I think so.
I mean, did you watch it before we came in Sunday?
Yeah. No. It came out Sunday.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I did. So, yeah, I did see that.
Yeah.
Classic.
And I forget what... they got my man.
Hey, you want to give it up?
Yeah, man, fuck these people, man. All
right, give it up,
y'all should have been watching the Mayor of Kingstown, man.
Yeah, that's the shit.
Yeah.
I
don't like some of the stuff that happened, though. Fast forward if you ain't seen it. I don't like some of the stuff that happened.
Which part you didn't like?
Okay, so my man, the Spanish guy, whatever he was, Hispanic guy, when they got him, they had him in the room. He slides the skin off himself and gets out of the handcuffs.
Yeah.
And stabs up everybody.
Yeah, man. Come on, man.
And jumps out the window.
And disappears.
And disappears.
That part, I was like, come on, man. Why would the guys need to be killed?
Then, in the jail fight, why are the two leaders in the front? That will never happen. He gonna send the people. And then as soon as they open the doors, everybody go upstairs to fight on the top tier.
And they went in there to kill each other. They didn't go in there to fight.
Crazy.
There wasn't no blocking. They was just stabbing each other.
Then my man gets stabbed for one.
The one that thought he was going home?
Well, not him, but just how my man gets stabbed, Bunny Homeboy.
Oh yeah.
How he gets stabbed. Then the CO. How everybody else is strapped to the bed except this one Mexican or whatever he is, and he jump up and get my man.
I knew he wasn't going to make it home.
Yeah, I knew it.
He was like, yeah, it's your last day. I just need you to do one more thing for me.
Yeah.
I didn't have to watch no more. I was like, oh, damn.
Yeah, he gone. He threw.
Damn, he gone.
Yeah. I mean, it's entertaining, but I don't know if the writing is actually, like, real good.
Don't dissect it. Just watch it.
That's what I'm saying. It's entertaining.
Yeah, just
watch it. If you dissect it, then you'd be like, it's not good. But it's like, it's entertaining.
It's still good, though, man. It's real good. No?
It's entertaining.
I like how the brothers
are. Mike is an impossible white man.
He definitely impossible.
Bro. Shout out to Rod. Mike ain't got shot. Them niggas had Call of Duty machine guns outside with all the shit on. The building falling apart, they done shot the building up so much, and these niggas ain't got a lick of they ain't got a splinter.
Mike snuck through the side and just shot him one time.
Yeah, shot it. Ka-ka. The only, and guess who gets shot? The black policeman gets shot.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. It may cheese me. Yeah.
He made it, though, right?
Yeah, he made it. He made it. Magically, all of the police make it.
Hey, that other guy, he's a Grand Reaper, son.
Which one?
The one he have doing all his dirty work.
The bald headed dude?
Yeah,
and
man.
He dirty too. He I think he's gonna get killed too.
He should have.
He probably get killed next season.
Yeah, I mean he done did some shit, man.
Yeah.
Every episode he doing something shady or crooked.
Like they killed that one guy and threw him in the water.
A few
episodes back.
Yeah.
He
him
dirty,
and the black
dirty.
Guy. Him and the black guy.
Yeah. No, him and the other guy didn't. The black guy didn't do it.
Oh, him and
the other guy who's in trouble.
The other Grin Reaper.
Yeah,
he's a Grin Reaper.
Yeah, he's super dirty. He muddy,
killing everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I watched that last week too.
Yeah, that was good.
Another show that is over, Stranger Things. That's over.
All the way, right?
Yeah. And how they did it was, they did like an initial release of some episodes. I think like 5 or 6 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Then on Christmas, they released 3 episodes. And then December 31st, they released the final episode.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought they put them all out at one time.
Nah. And so my job. So you remember last week I went to work Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked last Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Then my job was like, yeah, we're going to be open New Year's Day. So I worked Thursday. So I worked all every day since last Thursday. No. What the day after Christmas?
Day after Christmas was Thursday.
That was a Thursday.
Yeah, because Christmas was Wednesday, right?
Yeah, Christmas was Thursday.
Okay, so Friday.
Yeah, so from that Friday till yesterday, I worked every day.
Yeah, but you're not, you were chilling though, right?
No, hell no. I'm out on the lot. And customers what brings you in today and
people coming in?
Yeah, people was coming in. The only day really was a chill day was that Sunday. And
Sunday?
Thursday. Thursday was a chill day, really.
Oh, okay.
And I just watched Stranger Things. I watched that, tried to get some people, but ain't really had nobody that day.
Oh, right. But
yeah. So
they cater food?
One of my managers bought some wings or whatever. But it wasn't like, you know. Now, you know, Saturdays they cater for show, but they ordered a whole bunch of pizzas.
Man, they're supposed to have a spread in
there.
Nah, they
had no spread. Shout out to Marvin. Marvin took two pizzas yesterday. I took a whole pizza.
Told on him.
Hey, that when they have stuff left though, they don't care if we take food. So I took a whole pizza to the crib. I ain't had to pay for one thing. You go to work and you get off and you think, how was your day? And then you think, how much money did I spend today at work?
Oh, I do that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if I ain't had to buy no breakfast, lunch, or dinner, that's whatever happens good in that day, that put the cherry on top.
I saved 30.
Yeah, because you spend a good $30, $40 on breakfast and lunch.
One day.
In one day, yeah. Yeah, that shit add up. Mm-hmm. Cook at home, my nigga.
I'm last year at my job, we was ordering every single day.
Chipotle
was it. We was ordering Longhorn.
Ooh, that's Olive a good Garden. $25.30.
Man, by myself, $25.30 each day.
That's crazy.
Counted up, it's like, oh, I spent $100 just in lunch. Oh, yeah, that's not counting the little breakfast.
Yep. Or you might go to the snack machine, get a little bag of chips.
I ball out in the snack machine, man.
You drink sodas?
I was drinking waters, but they same price as damn soda.
Oh, so you wouldn't even bring your own water bottle?
I ain't got no fridge. My fridge in my office, I didn't set it up.
Oh.
So I need a refrigerator in my office.
Or you get you a thing and put ice in it and then bring your water bottles in the little
cooler.
Cooler, yeah. That's what I used to do on the truck.
I thought about that. Yeah. I thought about that.
Yeah, so I watched Stranger Things, Landman. I ain't watched Fallout this week yet. It ain't really too much else I watched because I was working a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a show that came across. I think I might have seen it, but it's about to be season two, so I might try to watch it to catch up. It's called Hijack. It's on Apple TV. It's with Idris Elba.
Oh, season two?
Yeah. I think it's about to come back.
Oh, I thought you said it was back already.
Nah, I think it's about to come up because I saw season two coming soon or something like that.
Oh, that was good.
Hijack is good?
Yeah, the first one was good.
What is it about? Without spoiling.
He's like I think he's a...
like CIA or some shit?
What they call us?
M6?
Flight attendant agent, I think.
Oh,
I think
that's... Air Marshal.
Yeah, Air Marshal. I think he's an Air Marshal. It's been so long, but it's good.
Of course.
It's real good.
Yeah. Hey, that remind me at work and shit, right? It's a dude, shout out to Mac. He always like punch people in the stomach or punch in the chest.
You do?
Knock your hat off or some shit. Just fucking around. So one day, I decided that I'm going to make niggas at work uncomfortable. And the way that you make niggas uncomfortable is to tap into their homophobia. So... He had put me in a chokehold or whatever. Soon he got me a chokehold or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I was like, ooh, I like how you play rough like that, daddy. This nigga, hey man, you gotta cut that shit out, bro. Cut that shit out. You know what I'm saying? So anytime.
You really did that?
Yeah.
You really said that?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And niggas falling out laughing, but he gets uncomfortable. He got to go outside and smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, son, don't smoke do that.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
That's crazy.
So I get niggas uncomfortable. So I've learned that'll make him chill out. I always say something. So when I say that pause is not, it made me think of it. Yeah, I got more stories of that shit, of making niggas uncomfortable at work. Yeah, don't fuck with me at work. I make you really uncomfortable.
Hey, you know what I thought about? I thought of, I want to go back. spreads.
What is that?
You know, I said, did they have a spread at your job?
Yeah. Oh, I got you.
Hey, I went to McDonald's. That had to be Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
Or the day before Christmas. Christmas Day or whatever. Hey, the whole McDonald's had food in the waiting area.
Just for people to come in and get it?
No, for their little party. They had a little party.
Oh, they had their own. What kind of waiting there? Food, though?
Macaroni and cheese and.
Oh, they had real food.
Nigga shit. Real collard greens.
Oh, okay. All right. So how's mac and cheese? How's mac casserole? And you said collards. Okay, what else they had?
They had so many different pans in there. Like, there was no more sitting area. That's how much food they had in there.
It was that much people in there that worked there? Yeah. Oh, well, I guess all the whole staff, everybody that worked
there. It was the staff and then the people that wasn't working that day.
So I guess they was on the takeout only then. Did they offer you a plate?
Nah, I was looking over there though. I'm like,
yeah, let me get some.
They got my order wrong. So what the fuck they got going on?
What you get from it? What's your go to at McDonald's?
A double cheeseburger and nuggets.
That's it?
Yeah.
No fries?
Nah.
Mm-mm.
Cause on the app, I order from the app all the time.
Oh, so you get free stuff?
Yeah, I get the free stuff and plus the discounted stuff. Like nuggets might be 40% off on a 20 piece.
Or nuggets would be like, you get a double cheeseburger, you get a nugget for free.
Yeah, it'd be like that.
Yeah.
So if you get two double cheeseburgers, you get one double cheeseburger for regular price and the other one for $1.
$1, true.
I got that all.
But when you ain't being cheap, what's your go-to?
At McDonald's?
Yeah.
It ain't McDonald's.
I'm saying at McDonald's.
I don't, nothing.
So you just go there just to be cheap and get the double cheeseburger?
That's when it's time to be cheap.
Mm.
I got a lot of points. I got like 10,000 points.
My go-to at McDonald's is that quarter pounder.
I can't do it no more.
Combo. I think you said that before, too.
I used to do it. It's something different about it.
Maybe you used to the, what was that shit they called? The Big Tasty. Remember that, the Big Tasty?
Hey, yo. you like it when you do that, Daddy. The Big Tasty.
The Big Tasty.
Nah, I didn't eat that.
Yeah. You didn't need the Big Tasty when it came out?
Nah.
Shout out to Big, because who had the $6 burger? That was Hardee's.
Hardee's.
That's crazy.
Well,
back
that's
then,
gone.
That's been gone. But like they came out with that news, like ain't nobody paying $6 for no burger. Now we playing $14 for a burger now.
$12 for the damn burger. And $3 for the fries.
Yeah. If it wasn't so bad health implications, I'd probably rotate fried chicken and burgers back to back. Like fried chicken today, burgers tomorrow. Fried chicken burger.
You don't do it now?
Nah.
You cook a lot at home?
I cook enough.
Nah, you don't.
I cook enough.
Oh, yeah, you be at. Yeah. You get off around 7, too?
Yeah. I have cooked the day before.
Yeah.
So, like, the night I'll cook something.
Like a spaghetti and you have the damn leftovers tomorrow.
Nah, like some boneless chicken thighs.
Oh, okay.
And some broccoli or some shit like that.
Okay. You
know? Maybe some rice or something.
You on your New Year's resolution?
I'm trying to get get back the fighting weight. You know what I mean,
whenever you get a chance, go listen to the last episode of Once Upon a Time in Music, and I address everybody with a New Year's resolution.
You don't got one?
Nah.
Why not?
Because I thought about it. I was like, man, that New Year's resolution shit, we be on it for 2 weeks, and it be over.
Some people do. Some people stay on it.
They eventually get off.
I'm just
going to try to change within.
And when are you going to start changing within?
Shit, I started already.
Okay, keep it going.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Gee, all y'all New Year's resolutions.
I got to start on a day. I can't just start on a random Wednesday. I got to start on a certain day. So
every day is a new day.
Yep. Every day is a new day for some angry chicken.
Did you have the place next door yet? That ramen is good.
I ain't no sushi type nigga.
Nah, I do the ramen.
If I'm gonna try ramen, I'm gonna try what you call it first.
With the packaged noodles.
Nah, what's my man? What's the place called? It's like a comic. It's a Heroes Hideout.
Oh,
or something
yeah.
I heard the food in there was good.
The comic place.
Yeah.
I forgot about that
place. Yeah, I heard about them like a year ago. Somebody when I was playing bar with, he was like, "Man, the food's so good. They got the ramen and this, that, and the third." And
yeah, they go crazy over there. I think that is on TikTok. Like, people talking about
for real?
On TikTok. Yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that one.
Mm, yeah. I guess we'll get into some of this news. Email us djblazeshow@gmail.com. Let us know. If you have a New Year's resolution, what is it? And let us know what you've been watching. I guess we'll start off with you watch boxing?
Yeah, I do. But lately, I ain't been watching it. I mean, lately, it ain't worth watching. The undercards are that much better than the main fights.
Yeah, I think the biggest fights lately has been the Jake Paul fights. Them other boxing matches, like them small guys.
Nah, those be the fights. Those be the good ones.
Yeah, but I ain't want to see no small guy fight.
If you see them niggas be toe-to-toe. Like,
that's cool, but you know what I'm saying? I don't want nobody my...
You rather some wrestling shit? Some you know who's going to win?
No, I'd rather some big niggas who I think can beat me up. I don't give a damn how cut up you is. 135 ain't putting no fear in my heart. 5'6", 135 ain't putting no fear in my heart.
I don't know, man. They technical.
They technical. Technically, I'll body slam your ass.
Nah, they're pretty good, man.
I'll take 17 of them hits and grab you and toss you around like a damn rag doll.
There's so many tricks in boxing, man.
Yeah, like, it might be. You box?
I used to when I was younger. My uncle, dad used to. I mean, a lot of people in my family were boxing.
Was box. Yeah.
Fighting in Germany and fighting in, you know, Golden Gloves.
Fighting in Germany.
Yeah. That's where a lot of us went and end up fighting, you know, during the wars and stuff like that.
I feel you. My man, Anthony Joshua, he fought. And I didn't know who Anthony Joshua was. I don't think I ever really heard his name really until he fought Jake Paul.
He used to be real good until.
Until.
Like, I think it was last year or the year before he got knocked out. Ever since that knockout, he'd been a little bit off. He ain't been as good as he was before the knockout.
Oh, he got knocked out.
Yeah.
Who knocked him out? You remember?
I don't remember off the top of my head, but it was brutal. Like, it collapsed him. But, you know.
They ain't put him to sleep, is it?
Nah, he ain't go to sleep. But he wasn't, he didn't bounce back. They stopped the fight. But yeah, he got a good jab. He got a good jab, and his reach is long.
Yeah, he beat the fuck out of... is it Jake Paul? That's the one he fought?
Whichever one. One of the Paul brothers.
Yeah, well, after the fight, I guess a couple of days or whatever after the fight, he was back in Nigeria. I guess he's a British boxer, but he really Nigerian.
Mm-hmm.
But he was in Nigeria. He got in a car crash. It was him. I think it was four people in the car.
Oh, and his friend got killed?
Two of his trainers got killed.
Oh, man, I thought that was fake stuff because so much stuff been coming out about him and how the Paul brothers are suing him. And
why they suing him?
Because they're saying he didn't follow the plan.
You mean that's the fake stuff you've been hearing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, he was in a car crash. The driver was charged with four counts of dangerous driving causing death. Reckless and negligent driving without due care and attention, causing bodily harm and damage to property, and driving without a valid national driver's license. He got out on bail on like $3,500. And then he had to go back to court on January 20th. But so they said he was over speeding, which led to the front tire bursting, and he lost control. And hit a parked car that was on the side of the road, a parked truck that was on the side of the road. And that's how the accident happened.
Damn.
Yeah. But
I thought all that was fake.
Yep, that was real. That's the they had this video online of them getting the guy, Joshua, out the bus up where SUV.
Where the hell are the clothes at, boy?
I don't know. They probably peel them off of them. Look at that.
Yeah. That's how my truck looked.
Oh, when you got and that's the
back.
That's the back seat. Now. Yeah,
that's the back seat.
Yep. So he was behind the driver, from what I hear, and so the other guys on the other side. So it killed both of them. Yep, that's them getting them out.
Yeah,
that's crazy. They got this on social media and posted it and stuff.
He still ain't put no clothes on after the fight?
Maybe you...
They got boxing shorts on and that's it.
Yeah.
I guess if you look that good, hey.
Yeah.
I would do it too.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't wear no shirt either. So what you're saying is he got a nice body.
Look, I was waiting for you to say that one.
Look at him. Go ahead. Don't look down. Look at yourself. Mm. Look at yourself. Yeah. But shout out to him. I know that's got to be crazy. Your two homeboys get killed.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? That was some big news. That happened over the week. I think it happened early last week. And I forgot that you do like boxing, so I meant to mention that too.
Dang, I thought all that was fake, man, because so much news was coming out.
Mm-hmm. After I did the hear fight. He didn't go. I did see something like that, but when it be stuff like that, I go ahead and scroll. I don't even pay attention to it.
It was so much of it. It was one where they said he was too brutal, and you know all sorts of stuff. You seen his daggone voice? I mean, his his jaw?
Yeah, see, I saw like AI videos of the jaw. Mm-mm. I ain't saw no real videos of
I think
jaw.
That's real, what you saw.
No, I'm talking about this shit was like...
The metal inside?
No. I saw like a big, like it was puff out way out.
Yeah.
Like, it was puff way out.
I think it was real.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. He got metal in his mouth now.
Damn.
Jawbone.
But I mean, he got like $100 million or $90 million or something, ain't it?
120 maybe.
That's what Jake Paul got?
I think so.
And old boy got like 60, right?
I think he got more than that.
Dang. That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money, but how much was it to...
Get your jaw broke?
That shit. Did you see it?
50 million?
Yeah.
You can break my jaw for a million. Give me a million, you can break my jaw.
Damn.
Yeah.
Did you see it, though?
I mean, I saw the puff. I ain't saw the metal.
Oh, nah. They showed the x-rays. It was broke here and broke in the belt. Oh.
Yeah. Well, you know, he rich.
Yeah, he
get a new jaw.
He definitely get a new jaw. Because he still got daggone. That's not counting all the other money he probably got.
Yeah.
Endorsements.
Uh-huh.
For him wearing the monster shit or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They
no, he got his own. I think them boys got their own drink called Prime. They got Prime.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, they got bread.
Yeah, they do. Have you been seeing what's been going on with the U.S. and with Trump in Venezuela?
No, I haven't, man. Since he's vacation and holidays, I ain't seen no regular TV. I haven't heard no regular news.
So this been going on before that. I'm gonna play a little video.
Mm-hmm.
It's they've been basically bombing boats. Let's see if I get to the beginning. You see this fish? Well, the people in like Trinidad and Tobago and Venezuela been saying these been fishing boats, but the U.S. has been bombing these boats, saying they've been drug boats.
Oh, I seen that.
Yeah,
yeah, I've seen that before.
I'm talking about blowing these motherfuckers out
of
the
water. Out the water, son.
Yeah. Here come one right
this
now.
This the video I seen. I seen this was in color.
Kapow.
Yeah, I seen that in color.
Killing them niggas. And they might be drug boats, but they might be fishing boats or whatever, but they don't even get a chance to go to court. They don't get arrested or nothing. They just killing them.
Fishing boats. Not one fishing reel hanging.
I mean, that could be like...
ain't no net hanging out, none of that.
So they say like people in Trinidad and Tobago go back and forth from that in Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
To like, you know, trade or whatever, or they be in the water working or whatever, and they say the shape of the boats is the same shape of the boats that the fishing boats or whatever.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But if you in a boat and you going to Venezuela, you in Venezuela, you're not going to America in that boat.
Hey, I guarantee they blowing it up because they know.
Nah, they don't know. That's the problem.
You think so?
Yeah, people was mad. You know what I'm saying? People was mad.
Blowing them up.
And they've been doing it for a while.
No warning.
No warning.
Now, hey, turn around.
Drone shot, my nigga.
God.
Yeah, drone shot.
I think they know, though.
Yeah, so now it's, it was Saturday morning, or maybe Friday night, whatever. They bombed Venezuela and went in and got the president of Venezuela.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, early Saturday on January 3rd, they went in and got President Nicolas Maduro. After being captured, him and his wife, they were taken to New York to face charges. They were alleged to be international narco traffickers. They've been indicted on charges of narco terrorism conspiracy, cocaine importation conspiracy, possession of machine guns and destructive devices, and conspiracy to possess machine guns and destructive devices against the United States.
Yeah, man, they know. They knew it. They knew what they were blowing up. They knew what they were shooting.
Sound good, don't it?
I know they did. They ain't no way. They just blew it up because it looked like something.
Nah, they blew it up to they try to that. Start. They wanted to get him to go to war. This them bombing Venezuela.
They get that information, man.
Nah, man. They want to get in there and get that oil.
Now, this part, I don't know about, but the damn.
What do you mean? This is it.
No, I'm talking about the boats and shit. They know about the boats. This part right here, they bombed.
What if they don't know about the boats?
They know. Them motherfuckers know.
What if they don't know about the boats? So a lot of people saying that they're doing that just so they can cause destabilization mm-hmm. in the country, so they can get in there and get some of them get that oil, and that's what they want. Trump said that the action was taken because drugs killed about 300,000 Americans each year. He said, "We don't lose that much in war. We're stopping drugs from coming into this country, and nobody has been able to do it until we came along."
Oh, watch it now. Yeah. Who is we?
His regime. Yeah, that's what he said. So yeah, a lot of people so it's been some people saying they've been protesting or speaking out against, and then other people like been cheering because some people believe that he really run a cartel, that their president
mm-hmm.
run a cartel, and they want him to get out. Like he's really not a legitimate president, like he just took over whatever.
I believe it, man.
Yeah. I don't know, man. We need to stay out in people's business.
Yeah, we do.
Let's see.
We should just wait it at the border for them to get there and then do it.
They will never catch them at the border. Oh, you mean with the drugs?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Especially if, like you said, they know so damn much.
Mm-hmm.
Got some sad news. Isaiah Whitlock Jr.
Damn. If you know, you know.
Clay Davis from The Wire passed away. He was 71.
She.
Partner. I think they said, did they say how he died? He's been in a lot of stuff. One of the other things, he's played on like Atlanta. He played as Earn's daddy on Atlanta. That was a good, he had his own episode one time too. Where he had like a Sunday routine, and he would try to go to the mall and try to get out before the Wyans get in there.
Mm-hmm.
That episode was pretty funny.
I forgot about he was on
in the Five Bloods. Yeah, he been in a lot of stuff.
Was he in that that DC movie? That DC show?
Which one?
It's not Your Honor, but the other one.
DC. He was on Your Honor, but...
Oh, it's Your Honor then. Okay.
But you say DC.
What's the other one? We are... We something? It's like Your Honor. It got the lady from... The girl from Sinners. The black one.
The black girl from Sinners?
Yeah.
Which black girl from Sinners?
She's kind of...
The thicker girl?
Yeah. What was the name of that show? We something? We the City?
We own this city.
We own the city. That's it.
He might have been on that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she was the lead detective or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was in that show.
If it wasn't that one, it was Your Honor. Then
he was in Your Honor for sure.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah, he was in Your Honor for sure.
Yeah.
Jamie Hector was in We Own This City.
Shit, he even did she in Your Honor.
Yeah, yeah, he did it. He would do it in a couple different things or whatever. Yeah, he was Senator Clay Davis.
Clay Davis, man.
Clay Davis was that nigga.
That's the second one in 2 weeks, man.
Yep. Ziggy died a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
You said it was self-harm.
Yeah.
Yeah, Clay Davis was my man, though. You want to hear some Clay Davis quotes?
Yeah, let's go.
Clay Oh, they thinking short when they should be thinking long. Shameful shit.
Damn right.
I mean, this some shameful shit. I'm gonna bring you along, Strang, but it ain't gonna be an overnight thing.
That's the faucet?
Shit, as far as the federal money's concerned, he's everything. The faucet, the goose.
What goose?
The one that lays them golden eggs. Look, it takes money to make money, Strang. Otherwise, hell, every pauper be a king. Shit, boy. Mm-mm. 20 gets you the permits. 5 is for me for bribing these downtown motherfuckers. Irv, will you explain to this motherfucker just what the fuck it is he's doing here? You can tell all of them. Royce, the caucus, all them grasping bitches who we put in every city department. You tell every last one that I do not fall alone. Motherfucker, you need to put his ass on a foot post so far out in the sticks that he's gonna see the Philadelphia cops walking towards him. I'm talking about the people now. Think I'm gonna be the scapegoat for the whole damn machine? And it's your people up in my shit. Not no fans.
That's my show right there. I could watch these clips all day.
Hey, the thing is, he was so high up.
Talking about that on the show?
On the show, he was so high up, and for him to be talking like this,
it
gave like an ease to it. Like when you see him, you be like, oh, okay.
But that's how them people be talking, really. Like once they get off TV and shit, they be like, motherfucker this, motherfucker that.
Damn.
Yeah, shout out to Clay Dave. Shout out to Isaiah Whitlock. Like you said, he was in The Five Bloods too. Yeah. That was a good show. I mean, a good movie. Mm-hmm. He did a few Spike Lee Jones though. Let's say he was in Veep.
In who?
Veep. It's a show that came on, I want to say HBO.
Okay.
Yeah. Black Klansman. I never saw Chirac. But yeah. Yeah, shout out to him, man. He was 71 years old.
Yeah, man. Clay Davis, man.
A lot of people from the Y have passed away.
Yeah.
Of course, Omar, he passed away. He, Michael K. Williams, Prop Joe,
yeah,
he passed away. Lance Riddick, Lieutenant Daniels, he passed away. Some of the older guys like Ziggy's uncle. What was Nick's dad? He was older. He died. He was like 84. The guy from the docks, they called him Horseface.
Yeah.
He passed away. He was in his 80s. Melvin, who played the preacher.
Dang, I didn't know. You naming more than I thought. I thought it was like 6 of them.
Yeah, he passed away. Trying to think of somebody else. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good little bit of people from the way.
You named all of those?
Yeah, that's Prop Joe. That's the Lieutenant Daniels, and that's Norman. Yeah, Norman. He passed away. Norman. He used to play. He was on Pootie Tang. He played Dirty D.
Dirty D.
Pootie Tang.
Yeah, that smack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man. Shout out to the Wire. I might
start it again.
I might
have
to start a Wire rewatch, man.
I think I'm gonna do Sopranos before I do the Wire again.
Mm.
I do both of them once a year. And since we're in a new year, hey.
Might as well start. I don't know if I watched The Wire this year. Normally I watch it during like the you know, in the end of the year around October, November.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I watched The Wire this year. I think I did last year.
I might be on that same thing there. I don't think I might have didn't watch it either. I did Sopranos, definitely.
Mm. I might do it. I want to do Atlanta again too.
I tried to do it. I got to like 3 episodes and then I end up watching something else.
Yeah, I might do Atlanta again. But definitely, I'm going to do The Wire again soon. Because The Wire, that's my show, man. I almost know all the lines by heart. Let's see what else happened this week. So I want to say at one game, Stephon Diggs, he got on one knee for Cardi.
He did?
Yeah. He got on one knee for Cardi. But
to do what? Tie a shoe? He didn't propose to her, did he?
Yeah. I'm gonna see if I can pull up the video for y'all.
Dang.
But yeah, his personal chef claims that he slapped her and tried to choke her over a salary dispute. So she said that she went to the police December 16th and stated she was working as a private chef on December 2nd when Diggs entered her unlocked bedroom to discuss an ongoing text exchange between the two. Over money she believed was owed. The woman claims during the conversation, Diggs became angry and smacked her across the face. She said she attempted to push him away, but he tried to choke her using the crook of his elbow around her neck. So he tried to, you know.
Yeah. Put forearm in the neck.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
She claims he was behind her with his arm wrapped around her. Yeah, you know how you do it. Try to put him in the chicken wing, whatever.
How your man did you at work?
Tried to do, yeah. I like it when you talk. Well, I like it when you get rough like that, daddy. And she felt she had trouble breathing and could have blacked out when she tried to pry herself away. She claims Diggs tightened his grip. The woman claims he threw her onto the bed and said something along the lines of thought so. She told the cops she continued to explain to Diggs that she still hadn't been paid. But Diggs said lies and walked out of the room. don't laugh at this nigga laughing, man. When asked about documented injuries she may have sustained, the woman claimed she had redness on her upper chest area and did not take any pictures. She said she was hesitant to come forward due to his status as a member of the Patriots. She told the cops that she started working for him in July. She was supposed to work for him through the 2025 season. She claimed she was supposed to be paid weekly, but it was switched to monthly instead, and she had not received the month's pay at the time of the incident. According to the report, the woman stated Diggs did not want to pay her for a week of working in November because her services were not needed. She said she disputed that, stating she did not request a break, and therefore she should still receive salary. But after that, she said she don't work for him no more. She provided text messages, blah, blah, blah. But yeah. I don't know. I believe her.
The lies as he walks out.
I believe her. This nigga didn't want to pay her because he didn't work a week. But when you do that type of work, man, you got to tell people in advance.
She live in the house?
I don't know where she lived.
She must live in the house because what they say that he walked in the room.
Yeah, her unlocked bedroom.
Yeah.
So that, maybe so.
She ain't got to get paid.
Maybe on room and board.
Yeah.
Maybe that was included in like the price. But if I don't work for a week, you got to let me know I'm not working. You can't just say I'm not working. You got to let me know so I can book something else.
Talk about I ain't hungry.
Yeah. Nah, I'm going out. I'm out. We got a bye week. I don't need food. I'm going back to Kalamazoo.
I ain't hungry. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good.
Each night.
I got 10,000 on my McDonald's app. I'm going to get a free double cheeseburger.
Double cheeseburger nuggets.
Yeah, nuggets. These chicken pieces.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Every week he kept on saying, I'm good.
Mm-hmm. No, nigga, pay that lady.
So then when that month came, that's when she was mad.
Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, she ain't got a check.
She was in the other room texting like, come on, Nick, I need my money.
Yeah.
He busts in the room. What?
Yep.
What money?
Smack up against. He smacked her and then tried to put in the chicken wing.
She had the redness but didn't take the picture. Come on now.
Nah, I mean, traumatized.
She stayed, right?
No, she quit. When she went in there and reported it, she quit.
Yeah. After she didn't get that bread.
I mean,
I hope it wasn't.
Why would she quit when she's still getting the bread?
Getting the bread.
Yeah, so I'm gonna try to see if I can pull up that
not the video of it.
No, the video of
one knee thing.
Yeah,
he got like three on the way.
Yeah.
He was the first one I seen with pink cocaine. They was on the boat, remember? They was partying on the boat with the pink cocaine.
That wasn't him.
Yeah, it was.
That was what's his name?
Cardi B's man, right?
No, that was Odell Beckham Jr. That was back when Odell, I forgot who he was playing for. I think he was still playing for the Giants. And they was on the boat, and they had the pink cocaine on the boat.
Nah. They was on the boat with the girls. That's why the story came up. But they had pink cocaine.
Yeah, that was what you call it. That was Odell Beckham Jr. Because they was talking about him because he was on the boat with Timberlands on. Yeah. See, this the proposal. Let me see. I told you, nigga, we got it.
Come on, he fell. He can't even knee right.
Oh no, he didn't.
He didn't mean it.
Oh, he just got on his knees.
That's what I mean.
Damn, I almost passed a false lie.
See, look at that. Watch it, watch it, watch it.
Nah, hold up.
Look at the knee. I knew it was.
Oh, he was just stretching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew he was playing.
Damn.
He got too many holes on the side to do that.
Yeah, he do got too many holes on the side. Sorry, y'all. You know this. I saw it. I did really see the nigga. Like, they had the screenshot of him being on the knee, and she was on the field. And I recognize that outfit.
That's funny for shit you don't be caring about. You care about that for a quick second.
Well, I wanted to tie it. I wanted to tie it into this. I really ain't gave a fuck because she's a fucking retard too.
Oh, why you say that, man? She might not be.
She might not be
anymore.
Yeah. Nah, Cardi cool. She just be doing some fool shit sometimes. This story right here. I don't know about it too much, but so there was a Brinks truck that had some money spill out. This happened in Pensacola, Florida. I don't know how long. Well, we still haven't pinpointed when it happened, but they said that they were at a Wells Fargo.
Man, I swore this happened a couple years ago.
It was one that happened, but the one I saw
on the interstate.
Yeah, it was on the interstate. That's the one I saw. This one was just at a thing.
So they had one on the interstate with the dimes and quarters, remember? Or the dimes?
I remember one with money.
I remember money too. But this I can't believe this shit, man. How the hell?
Yeah, they said just money blew out and like all those people. The guy that they interviewed was like, you know, people, he just grabbed what he could and gave it back to the teller guy. And he said a lot of people, other people did too. Say it was a whole bunch of 20s.
What? And yeah. They just here. We're sorry. We'll help you. Money is not open and out like that in those damn bags. In it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he was. I think the guy might have been loading the ATM machine around the back.
Oh, okay.
And they said a gust of wind came through and blew the money, and it was just flying all through the parking lot. But yeah, they had to get me, bro.
He ain't working there no more. Whoever that was.
Yeah.
The driver and the guy in the truck. None of them working. Yeah.
Do it be more than one on the ATM runs?
I don't know. It's supposed to be.
Oh, okay. That's a lot of people to say all of those people right there. Everybody really gave the money back. I don't believe it. I think all them people are.
Oh, that guy right there, he didn't give it back. I seen the black hand.
he was the one who was on the talking. His name was Rodney.
Rodney.
Yeah.
Rodney
gave it back. So he
Rodney
picked
kept
up like
a little 40.
That little money, he said he gave up, he counted up $480.
How he count it? He said they count it? Yeah. If he was giving it, nah, 480, right? The other 40 in his pocket.
Yeah, shout out to him.
Right there.
I would have kept all of it.
I wouldn't even count it. Why are you counting it?
That me pulling off with all of that goddamn flyaway money.
You wouldn't even. You would have stuffed it in your pockets.
Womp, womp. Yep. My pants would have been stuffed. Womp, womp. That me blowing my horn. Womp, womp. I still sing it all. Click, 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 click. Womp, womp.
You going to work that day?
Of course. And telling people too. And telling people.
Not you ain't gonna be out at your desk sorting it out, laying it out flat.
Oh yeah, showing niggas. Yeah, y'all niggas should have been to Wells Fargo.
Yo, man, the truck opened up.
Yep.
They giving out money.
Giving out money. Here's one. There was this pastor who was shot to death before Christmas. A pastor in Alabama was shot and killed days before Christmas in what authorities described as a domestic incident. I want you to guess the race of this guy.
Al Green.
Daquarius Green. Of
His name's Green.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Of Elba Zion Missionary Baptist Church.
Elba Zion. Man. Oh, come on, man.
Died Saturday after being shot Tuesday, the day before Christmas. Investigators on the scene of December 23rd shooting in Level Plains, Alabama.
First Lady Martha.
Daquarius is young. With heavy hearts yet unwavering faith, we share that our beloved Pastor Daquarius Green has transitioned from this earthly life into eternal rest. Nah, this nigga went to hell. The woman accused of shooting Green, 31, has not been publicly identified or charged. Court records show Green faced she has not been identified or charged. Court records show Green faced 3 misdemeanor counts of domestic violence last year, though all were dismissed after the alleged victim refused to testify. In a protection order filing, a woman alleged Green, with whom she has children, repeatedly struck her once when she was pregnant.
Oh, Anzie Green, huh?
Uh-huh. Court records did not indicate if the victim was the same in all cases or if that woman is the person who shot Green. The alleged shooter has not been charged, indicating that the authorities believe the shooting may have been justified. Cases involving a possible self-defense claim are typically referred to the district attorney, who decides whether to present evidence to a grand jury. Despite the abuse allegations faced by their pastor, Elba Zion Missionary Baptist Church members posted messages of support and remembrance on the church's Facebook page. We are going to miss him. Loved him very much, celebrating his homecoming and praying for his family and friends.
You're going to hell.
If he did it, fry him. Fry him, fry him, fry him.
Yeah, the domestic shit?
Yeah, man. Yeah. You hit, and they said multiple, but did they say they were thrown out?
Yeah. Okay. Because she didn't,
Because she didn't testify.
She didn't press charges, yeah.
Oh, okay. So, okay. If he was hitting her, good.
Yeah. Good. Shout out to Geno Janice. You going to hell.
Your toes ain't richer. Ankle bracelets, toe rings on, your toes ain't richer. You're going to hell.
Al Green.
Hear me.
I love Gino.
Mr. Green.
Deceive them. Was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. Where the beast and the false prophet are.
Where the beast and the preacher's going to be.
And shall be tormented.
That preacher, he's going to hell.
Wait a minute. No. You're going to get out one day.
And shall be tormented day and night.
How often?
Forever and ever.
Going to hell forever.
About a couple of hours.
And shall be tormented day and night forever and ever.
No, you're going to be in purgatory. You're not too good for heaven. You're not too bad for hell. So the Lord going to put you on a long reclining chair on a cloud with a pina colada and sit back with some...
That's where everybody going. He going to hell.
He going to hell.
Shout out to Geno Jennings. He got a church here.
In South Carolina?
No, in Florence.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, shout out to Geno.
He be pulling out?
I think so.
Oh, word.
Yeah. I want to meet Geno Jennings and we can talk about the Bible and stuff.
You do?
And then I can do his impersonation with him.
Your toes ain't richer. I might be going to hell for impersonating Geno Jennings.
Why? He's not God.
He might say
nigga.
So.
He's just a nigga.
He's not just a nigga.
He speaks the word.
He's a preacher who tries to live right.
He's colored. He's
unlike these other preachers. You see what my man wife had on? Jamal Bryant?
No. What do you got?
Gonna pull
what,
it up.
What you got there?
She had on... she had on like a revealing dress. Well, it wasn't revealing. It was like skin tone.
Oh, one of those nude color dresses?
Yeah, but he a preacher.
Yeah.
And she a first lady.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Let me see. You see that?
Oh, okay.
She look like a first lady to you?
Yeah, she look good. I mean,
so he got mad. He clapped back at people.
That looked good.
She looked good. I'll fuck the shit out of his wife.
I wouldn't go that crazy and say that, but
God. You want to fuck his wife? Oh, yeah, you can't say that. My bad.
What do you mean?
I'm just saying, single me, single you. I'm going to be like Shannon Sharp. You know what Shannon Sharp said? I'm going to put this dick up in you. I'm gonna put the dick up here.
Where Lulu at? Where Corey at?
Yeah. I'm gonna put the dick up here. That's my Michelle. That's what that nigga said.
He's sick.
Uh-huh. See, I couldn't be around her.
You saw that?
What
comedy? Somebody just did a joke about him.
Dave Chappelle, probably?
No, was it? It was somebody else. Dang, I gotta find it.
It wasn't Kevin Hart?
No, it was. I'm trying to think of what stand-ups I watched recently. Either way.
I know what I'm capable of. With that big rack and that peanut butter skin. I know what Jason Whitlock said. With that peanut butter skin. Yeah, we capable of playing clips now, y'all.
Yeah, play the clip.
We can play the clip.
Send us a clip, man.
Send us the clip.
Yeah, you think of something we need.
No, well, hold up. Send us the clip to the link on YouTube. I ain't trying to do that much work, goddammit. Yeah.
Gotta convert the dang on clip and all that.
I gotta push all these buttons. Y'all have me up here confused. You know I'm one track mind.
Go. You right. You right, brother.
I have to drink tea when I'm up here because all this talking that.
Don't say it, man.
What?
Don't say it. Don't say it.
Drop my throat.
I knew you was going to say that.
I need a moist throat. Are you uncomfortable?
No, I'm good.
I need.
Shout out to Vic.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I got to say.
Shout out to Vic. Vic is in Brazil right now.
What?
Yeah, I saw her post on her page.
She getting her butt done?
No. She hell no. She bet not.
Why?
Is ain't no more done been? To be done.
Oh, okay. What else they do in Brazil? Lifts and what's she going to get done?
Nah, they party in Brazil.
Like I'm over here starting up some shit, right?
Yeah, Vic, don't write no long. Write a long-winded email about how he got you fucked up, Vic. Yeah. DJBladeShow@gmail.com. I guess we just got one last thing to do before we get out of here, if I can find it. There we go.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
Cause these blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Okay.
I did a good job today.
Hey.
Cause these blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Oh. So, this week's scam of the week takes us to Minnesota. So recently it's been a lot of fraud claims going on about daycares ran by Somalians or Somalis, or however you say it. Trump's been trying to keep calling them despicable and all kind of stuff, saying they're not good people. Some people saying those frauds or those scams are not real. Like it's people like trying to paint propaganda or whatever.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But, this fraud has been found out. And it's a Minnesota lady. She's the mastermind. She's accused of playing God with fake racism claims in Somali scandal. She's behind a $250 million Feeding Our Future fraud scandal tied to the Somali community. She's accused of using threats and what the government described as fake racist claims of racism. Her name is Amy Bach. She founded the Feeding Our Futures nonprofit in 2016. She used her growing authority to silence dissent, discouraging scrutiny from state regulators, and cut off operators who refused to comply. While other defendants splurged on luxury homes, cars, and overseas property, prosecutor said she instead controlled the levels of approval and reimbursement that allowed the scheme to flourish. Witnesses even recently described Bach as a god in how she enforced her authority. Court records show that more than $1 million flowed to Bach's longtime boyfriend, who appeared in trial exhibits posing inside a Rolls Royce with Bach standing nearby. Also, trial evidence painted a picture of a dramatic rise with Bach going from running a little-known nonprofit to overseeing one of the largest federal meal sponsors in Minnesota as she gained influence, visibility, and access to powerful political circles. Said at first they operated with nearly $3 to $4 million annually in federal child nutrition reimbursement. But then after COVID, when emergency rule changes loosened up oversight, it allowed sponsors to get claims without normal verification. And so she claimed that they provided 91 million meals and said that they received nearly $250 million in federal funds. Yeah, so she was convicted. She was convicted not too long ago. I want to say she was convicted this week. But yeah, $250 million from the government. Said at least 78 people have now been indicted in the ongoing investigation. Court documents reveal that many of those convicted spent their ill-gotten gains on large homes, luxury vehicles, and property in Kenya. However, one witness testified that Brock warned beneficiaries not to spend the ill-gotten gains lavishly. The only money movement directly tied to her in the exhibits was a picture of her making a $30,000 cash withdrawal. I said that was evidence of a kickback scheme by accepting cash payments. Blah, blah, blah. But yeah.
So, man, yeah. Just give me one scam. One scam.
That's it. I don't need not even on this level either.
Yeah, I don't need millions. Well, I would like millions or 1 million. Give me thousands, man. I won't do it that long. I stop. I gladly stop.
Oh, that was the thing that made that noise?
Yeah.
I'm trying to say how much money, I mean, how much time she got. Because I saw one thing earlier today that said she got some time. Yeah, she got. Yeah, okay, this is the one I saw. So it says she's ordered to forfeit $5.2 million.
So she got good bank accounts.
Yeah, got to.
They got it already.
Yep. They said they already received, they already seized more than $185,000 from her bank account, as well as $13,000 in cash. Damn. She had a lot of bread.
Oh, that was at the house, probably.
That yeah, that was 13. At the crib, $13,000. Yeah. It don't say how much time she got. But she originally got locked down or whatever in May of this year. So I guess they decided on getting her money just recently because that one was dated like on the 20-something, that last article. So it's still ongoing. I guess they ain't got given no time yet. But $250 million scam is crazy. And I'm going to pull up a picture of Amy Bach's boyfriend for y'all.
How long was it going on though?
I think you said she started in 2016, but then she really started.
Oh, yeah, because it went through COVID.
Yeah, she really started scamming.
At the COVID.
Yeah.
Dang. A lot of bread, man.
Yep.
Just a quarter of it. Give me, I don't need no scam. Just give me the loophole where I could get the money from
it. Yeah, just give me a little piece of it. I ain't want the whole pie. Just give me a little piece of pie.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find, if they show a picture of her, her dude. Now he had pictures of a Rolls Royce. I'm about to scan through a little bit, see if
they had enough money for it. Shit.
Yeah, of taxpayer money. There we go.
Okay.
That's a man right
now. Oh,
there.
He hooked one.
Yeah, he got him one.
He hooked one.
And yeah. I want to say.
He mad, boy.
I want to say something I saw that said that she going to jail, but he didn't because she paid for the car. And it don't got him doing nothing or whatever.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he got him one.
Yeah, he got him one. Yep.
Dang.
I want to say I heard of Feeding Our Futures before. Like I seen commercials or something. But, yeah.
That's look at him. It. He look got one, him. Boy. Dang. Lucky yeah. guy.
Shout out to him. He came up on them hoes. So, I mean, probably flossed. He probably had another side chick or whatever.
He was in Atlanta and Magic City.
Yeah, he was in Atlanta, Miami. Where else would he be? He was at the office in Miami, ain't it? Ain't the office the strip club called the office or something?
Man,
like
I don't know that one. He was over at what's that one in King of Diamonds? He was at what's
King of Diamonds? That's in Miami too.
What's the other one in L.A.?
They got strip clubs in L.A.?
Not even a strip club. It's just a big the club. They in the daytime. They be in there.
Are you talking about the one in Vegas?
Yeah.
I don't know nothing about it. I don't really hear people talk about clubs in L.A. like that.
Dad, I can't think of the name of that one.
Mm. Anyway, shout out to Amy. She ain't hurt nobody. She just scammed the government. let everybody know they can find you on social media.
You can find me at L Murphy on Facebook, or you can find me at Once Upon a Time in Music podcast.
You can find me on social media at Preacher_BP. You can find the show on Instagram at DJ Blaze Show, and on YouTube, DJ Blaze Show. Give us a little subscription there on YouTube. We thank y'all for listening. DJBlazeShow@gmail.com. Let us know what you think. We'll be back next week. And then it's your boy, Be Easy.
It's your boy, Al.
And we out.
Peace.
Let those who have ears listen. Whoever you ask, this is the DJ Blaze Show.